Many summer camps in Wisconsin have been around for a long time. That prompted Wisconsin listener Stephanie Sticka to wonder just what gives them that longevity. Producer Alex Peak has some experience with this. She takes a trip down memory lane to find out what makes Wisconsin summer camps so popular.
That music you hear? That's a classic summer camp song. As a former camp counselor myself, this strikes close to home. Summer camps are a big deal in Wisconsin. According to the 2020 American Camp Association Economic Impact Report, 73% of Wisconsin summer camps reported being a business for over 50 years. Having such a connection to summer camp myself, Sticka's question about why summer camps are so popular in Wisconsin really piqued my interest. So I spoke with three camps to try and understand the secret sauce that has kept these summer camps in business for so long.
Camp allows kids to be kids. They love the friendships time and time again. We do these closing ceremonies where campers reflect on their experiences at camp. Almost all of them talk about the friendships that they've made and how quickly they become like their second family, and they feel like camp is their home or their second home.
That was Pat Solden, CEO of the 104-year-old Camp Manitowish YMCA. Every camp is unique, yet they all shared similar stories about the positive effects they see in their campers. Lori Estelle is the chief experience officer at the all-girls camp, Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Badgerland, which was established in 1904.
Camp is a place where girls can be themselves, they can take on challenges, they can be bold, create lifelong friendships, and be able to truly escape the day-to-day, highly scheduled world that we're all a part of today.
What stands out to Estelle is the leadership the girls develop over the summer.
Girls that spend time in the outdoors, especially in the camp environment, really have exponential outcomes in terms of leadership. And they foster those friendships that they might not have an opportunity to develop in a really tight scheduled space. Parents are really driven by the difference or the outcomes they see in their girls.
Camp tends to be an experience family members share. Another common thread that popped up is that the longer they've been in business, the more generations have attended. Take Birch Trail Camp in Minong, Wisconsin. It's been in operation since 1959. Here's Gabe Chernov, owner and director of the camp.
I think one large part of the success is that camp really gives parents the ability to provide their children with a real similar experience to what they had growing up. And we have moms who grew up at Birch Trail, learned how to water ski from our waterfront director, and now their daughters come back to Birch Trail and learn from literally the same person. And there are just not that many other places where that can happen, where time can stand still like that.
Over their many years of operation, the camps have had to adapt to the changing times and needs of their campers. And they face plenty of challenges along the way. Estelle of Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Badgerland says camp continues summer after summer because it provides the space in nature that children need to grow.
Getting outdoors is critical to the well-being of each of us, and especially children. It affects and impacts our physical well-being, our mental well-being. And then when you add in the elements of being in the camp environment, these positive outcomes are really amplified.
There are many reasons why kids come back to camp year after year, but in my experience, it comes down to making memories that will last a lifetime.
Columbia College Chicago student and former camp counselor Alex Peak brought you that story about Wisconsin summer camps. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.